Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 10 October 2023. Welcome to tonight's broadcast, and we're glad you're with us. I really mean that. And thank you all for the comments on last night's program. I appreciate that you appreciate what we tried to do and bring news out to you with everything involved as much as possible. We're going to bring up in a few minutes, we'll bring up Pastor Doug Thornton. We're going to share some things tonight with you, some thoughts with you, and of course we'll take your phone call the next half hour, anything you might want to share with us. But before we do that, I want to ask a prayer request tonight for Sherry Burgess. Sherry Burgess is going to have open heart surgery at 7 o'clock in the morning, just have 4 to 5 bypasses. So please, you prayer warriors, remember Sister Sherry in your prayers. Sherry Burgess, 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time. Going to have 4 to 5 bypass open our surgery. And don't forget that we're offering a special the rest of this month. Three books and a 30-page packet. It's Christmas Christian, Civil Government, Christians and Civil Government, Warning 1965, and of course a 30-page document on the truth about the so-called Civil War in Lincoln. All that for $25, folks. That's everything, including postage, everything. And if you like the history, if you like history like I do, if you like understanding history, understanding scripture on all issues, then you're going to love this. And in Warning 1965, folks, will astound you how they predicted the future 50 years later and longer. It's amazing. It's amazing. But it's all available to you. $25, just call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and tell Lisa that you want the $25 special. We'll know what it is, and you order credit, debit card, whatever, or get our address, send check, whatever you want to do, folks. We want you to have it, and I do sincerely mean that. Before getting further, I do have announcements to make. There's going to be Bible study this weekend, folks. There'll be Bible study this weekend, although I will not be there. Phil's putting together a 2-hour Bible study nonetheless on videos and information that you're going to want to have. Now, for those that listen on the phone, nothing's changed. You can call 339-209-5013. Now, this one will not start till 11:30 a.m. Eastern. We won't be there at 10:30. 11:30 a.m. Eastern, you can tune in on the phone at 339-209-5013 and listen to the videos it's going to be presenting to you. For those that watch online, live stream is going. Now, I'm going to read to you the instructions to watch it live on Rumble. Starting this Saturday, the 14th, just go to PastorButch.com like you always do. PastorButch.com and click on Bible Study. Bible Study. The Rumble link will be posted there, folks. It's just that easy. Go to PastorBush.com, click on Bible Study. The Rumble link will be there for you to watch starting at 11:30 a.m. Eastern this Saturday. So please, let's get this thing rolling, get it running. And starting on the 30th this month, we are going to be on radio on Rumble. Now, I don't exactly know what all that's going to tell folks. This is brand new to me. But you can go to PastorBush.com starting the 30th this month, which will be on Monday the 30th. Go to PastorBush.com and click on radio show. Now, I don't know how we're going to have video. I don't know this yet. This is, folks, this is way above my pay grade. Phil Hudock, our producer, and Barry Scott is our webmaster and kind of like an electrician. Everything all rolled in one. We'll be doing something to get this thing kicked off. So you can watch the Bible Study starting this Saturday, 11:30 a.m. Go to PastorBush.com, click on Bible Study, and instructions will be there. On the 30th this month, Monday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, go to PastorBush.com, click on Radio Show, and the Rumble link will be posted there also. I don't know how this is going to work yet. Please, I don't have any answers for you on that. I'm just passing on what Phil said to tell you. And hopefully between now and then, I'll understand how it works enough to explain to you. That's the best I can do. Folks, you're talking to a hillbilly, barely made through high school. So, you know, don't be surprised if I don't know a whole lot. I just don't. That's just not my niche in life to understand all this electronic whatever. It isn't. I wouldn't give him that gift at all by any means. Now, to our guest tonight. Doug Thornton, the man I've had on this program in the past, I know at least a few times, don't know exactly how many times, because interesting interview, and what he talks about, he's experienced. I just spoke to him before the program, just a few minutes before we come on air, and I don't think he mind me saying this. He's having flashbacks of being in Iraq, and I understand that. For years, when I got home, even though I was not in combat like Doug was, and many of my friends were in Nam and Thailand, even in Laos, and Vietnam. And I know Laos weren't supposed to be there, but we were. I was on communication sites. But I would dream, when I was there, I'd dream I was home in my bed with Mom and Dad yet. That's the bed I did. I wasn't married at the time, so I didn't have a wedding bed to think about, a marriage bed. But I would dream I was home in my bed, and I'd be sleeping in a water mildewed bunk, cot, if you will, and it smelled, and the whole place smelled. And I didn't want to wake up. I wanted to be home in my own bed. I did that several times while I was there. After I got home, I would dream I was over there, and I wanted to wake up. Now, that doesn't qualify as what other people went through, like Doug and others going through, folks. I just know that I still have a habit of sitting with my back not against the window, sitting where I can see the door and the entryway. Those are things that just stuck in my mind, and they're still there. And that's been 1971, 52 years ago. So these are things that don't always just go away. And Doug Thornton, welcome to this program. It's an honor to have you, sir.
Good to be on with you. There's a lot going on right now, and I'd like to start off with prayer.
Sure.
Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight in agreement. We pray for mercy for Israel. I also pray mercy for the people that are in the Gaza Strip. In the hellacious avenues of war, when men fight men, it's always the innocents who fall victim first,
yes.
Last, and continuing. Many men will not come home to their families, and now many families have been decimated in their own homes, in their own beds. Righteous blood cries out to you, Lord. Hear the cries of Jerusalem. I know one day you will descend from the clouds, Lord, on that terrible day, the day of the Lord. And may the enemies of Jerusalem fall. But Father, while it's going on, I need your comfort, not just for myself, but for everyone listening. We need the comfort for everyone on every side, Father. innocent blood being shed is never something of value to true righteous men. But we see the unrighteous, we see the wicked, these monsters. Everybody talks about monsters. Everybody sells books about monsters. Everybody writes movies, and they talk about monsters. Men are the real monsters. Father, we need your guidance. We need the Holy Spirit now more than ever, not just for when retribution comes from Israel to Gaza and to its enemies, but also for restraint, so that they do not act likewise. And while all this is going on, Father, I beg you, I plead you, do whatever you have to turn your children back to you. Israel has become a wayward nation. As we see Psalm 83 developing before our very eyes, prophecy is being revealed. Hallelujah, the King is returning. But much calamity must happen between now and your return. So be with us, strengthen our spirits, and guide us during these dark days. I pray the blood of Jesus on everyone listening to us. I pray the blood of Jesus over your home, over your soul, over your finances, your marriage, over every step you take. May it live a repentant life. May you live a repentant life. Keep that connection with Jesus. That is the only way you escape from here. Be with us, Lord. Maranatha. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And Father, we and not add anything to his prayer, but Lord Almighty Father, in the name of Jesus, as he said, help us to repent and seek your face. America, Father, has went astray so far from the promises that she made to you and you and the blessing you've given her. As he, I agree with my brother Doug, whatever it takes, Father, whatever it takes, to open your children's eyes to their needs. Please do it. Ask in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Thank you, Doug, for doing that. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you. And I do want to share this before I get any further in the program. Got a phone call about half hour before we went on the air from a good source, we'll say, from inside Israel that's told us that America's going to be hit and it's imminent. I don't know where or who or what. And who knows from who's going to do it. I mean, we got the Chinese coming across illegally. We have Muslims here. We have fanatical Mossad here. They're all here now. Only God knows what's going to happen. But this warning comes from somebody that I have some confidence in. I'm not saying it's going to happen for 100%. I never do that. But it's imminent that there could be an attack on this country, folks. And what better way, Doug, to get the people's minds off the economy, what a stinking lousy job Biden has done, and what better way to get our minds on something else and get us distracted so they can do other things to us? And I was saying to you before we come on the air, it's amazing for the last 2 days, at least in the mainstream news I've seen, they've not mentioned Ukraine one time. Now, one more thing about Ukraine. We know right before all this happened, the House was not going to pass any budgets until the Ukraine was taken out of the budget. The so-called conservatives were not going to pass it. And a lot of people in the country, I think like 61% of them saying they want to quit funding Ukraine. And all of a sudden, bang, Ukraine's out of the picture. You know, it's just like the war ended in Ukraine and Russia. There's more to this than meets the eye. And you and I both know this was not a sneak attack on Israel. They knew about it, just like we knew about Pearl Harbor. And many more other things in our own country, they knew about it. 9/11 was not a sneak attack. We knew about that also. So all these things are happening for a purpose, Doug. And you said it. We're seeing prophecy being fulfilled, are we not?
We absolutely are. I've been listening to world leaders over the past 72 hours. Brother Jamie Walden called me Saturday. I was teaching an active shooter training course that I put on at Robert Griswold's Ready-Made Resources in Delicate Plains, Tennessee. I was teaching people about the importance of needing to learn tactics with their firearms, needing to learn how to move with a firearm, how to use angles and corners, going through doorways, which we call a fatal frontal. This is the fatal funnel. This is where people get shot at the most, is in the doorway. And it was day two of the class. We were going through scenario-based training, stuff that I did in law enforcement teaching officers. And I got a call from Jamie before we started. His brother, we got to go on the air. I said, well, you're going to have to wait. You know where I'm at and what I'm doing. He said, evidently you don't know. Israel was just attacked. Now, during the fog of war, that first part of being attacked, everything and anything is being thrown out there as just general intelligence. But most of it came true, and then it got much worse. Paragliders, bulldozers, bikes, men on motorcycles, every low technological way you could get across the highest technological country in the world, they did it, and they did it successfully. The IDF soldiers are highly trained. Hamas was highly motivated, and then more, demonically motivated. If it was just Hamas attacking the IDF soldiers, everyone would say, oh, that's just a Saturday in Israel. But this begins the beginning of what could potentially be the Psalm 83 war, which then many other follow after that. And so as we are carrying on with the training, that first day we were having a lot of fun fellowshipping. At my training courses, I focus a lot on Jesus. I focus a lot on Christ. Pulling the trigger is easy. Sleeping with what you have to do is not.
That's true.
And as we're you know, goofing off and having fun and getting good introductions to the course, the second day this happens, we're told by Jamie, and a silent hush fell upon everybody, and you saw the eyes. And every man and woman that was at that training, where things just got real. No longer make-believe. It's no longer play. We're watching families being massacred in their homes. I have a report right here that says in one home, one area, the IDF soldiers are doing rescue recovery missions of people. And they found 40 children, toddlers, infants, beheaded. I saw a man, father, who was captured, and his family was captured, and they shot him, and he fell down. And as he was bleeding out, they were kicking him in his face, kicking him in the chest where they had shot him. As he's slowly bleeding out, but he's still alive, they decided that cutting his head off with a garden hoe was the next best course. And it probably took about 6 or 7 swings to get it done. For many of you people out there who believe that you live in this will never happen to me world, All that violence that's across the pond, it'll never reach me, the Middle East will never be here, you're ignorant and you're wrong, and you live a very sheltered life.
Amen.
It is one thing to be ignorant of something because you do not know of it. It is another to be willfully ignorant and ignore the sign. How many times, how many different ways has God had to punish his children? Has God had to bring the influence of a satanic army upon Israel or upon us to turn us back from our new age peddling, from reaching after new and old gods, killing our children in the womb, letting satanic altars be built in the open? Don't nobody better complain when it starts to happen here.
Amen. Actually, in reality, yes. We've had, as the we'll say, the Israel's of the day in America, we've had more blessings to us because we knew the right way this nation was founded. We knew the Son of God as a nation. We knew more
Absolutely.
Knowledge of the truth than they did. Why do we think we're immune to this?
Well, I mean, Israel is a stiff-necked people.
Yeah, that includes us, too.
But, well, we are cousins in this, right?
Right. I mean, that includes us.
There's a difference in the people of God who literally stumbled through history finding the Lord and then willfully walking away, and the Lord chastised his children until they came back. And guess what that is? That means suffering. Suffering. For many of you right now, sitting with your $10,000 worth of books from your favorite Christian science fiction author, talking about giants and monsters and aliens and who knows what else, and you got every type of tactical stuff you could find, and you have a small grocery store worth of survival food, and you don't prepare elsewise, and you ignore the sins in your life, and you think, you know, tomorrow I'll repent of that. Tomorrow I'll make amends with my brother tomorrow. I'll forgive him next week. We don't have tomorrow. Every day you wake up, you better thank the Lord you weren't taken in the middle of the night. Because the IDF soldiers and those Israeli families were taken before many of them may have even had a chance to repent. So why many people right now in America and across the world chill on, they cheer on these Palestinian butcherers, animals. I don't care if you like it or not. They are animals. I've seen them. I've seen what they do. I've seen what they do to each other. I've seen what they do to Christians. I've seen what they do to children. And for any one of these people calling themselves a political representative of we the people, the squad, the Tlaibs, the Omars, all these people, I stand with Palestine. Would you be surprised that Antifa and Black Lives Matter stands with Palestine? It's because they're all for terror. Do we not see the satanic influence yet? Does it take a little unknown person like me to say it? How many pastors listen to us and don't mention not once about sin? Not
That's
once.
True.
But
That's
you'll
true.
Read Matthew, John, and Luke. You'll talk about one scripture of something nice that Christ did or something nice that Paul said. And then you expound upon it for 30 minutes, break the congregation, let's go eat some baked beans and ham, and go catch a football game. That ain't church.
That
ain't church.
And how many pastors actually take time to explain to the church what's going on and what's happening and how it fulfills Bible? You know, you talk about stiff-necked people. America has become one of the most arrogant, proud-hearted, stiff-necked people on the face of the earth when it comes to God Almighty. And why do we think God won't judge this country, Brother Doug? And you said it. I never saw near what you saw, but I do know what it's like to watch a dog eat a dead baby that's been killed, an innocent child, in a village. This is things, but see, we can't picture that here in America. Like you said, we've been sitting in plush, whether it's a two-room shack or a 20-room mansion, we've had a make compared to most people in this world, have we not?
Absolutely. Did you know just within the jurisdiction of Washington, D.C., there's 90, that's a 9 followed by a 0, 90 known terrorist organizations?
Oh, yes. Absolutely, I've heard that. I did not be. I've been told that. Absolutely. Absolutely.
We ain't moved on one of them.
Jamie, we've helped train them. I know people don't want to believe that, but I can't change the truth. We've helped train them here in this country, and I know for a fact that right now the weapons that this took from that we left in Afghanistan is being used in the Middle East. The weapons that come from we've been seeing Ukraine have been used in the Middle East. I mean, do we think this is an accident? This is not an accident.
This is what you call well planned and well thought out. Something Joe Biden doesn't know how to do. The man can barely talk and walk. He did not mastermind this. Somebody else did. You can point the finger at somebody, and you can go searching down that rabbit hole, and you'll never find them. There's a whole slew of people responsible for this. Around September 11th time frame, Joe Biden released $6 billion to Iran.
Yes.
Might as well say Hamas. Now, we know that Hamas is a proxy of Iran, and we know that Iran is a proxy of China, just like North Korea is, and Hezbollah is a proxy of China. ISIS and the Taliban are proxies of China. The kings of the East, the Persian Empire, the Chinese Empire, these problem makers are going to be our problems as well. We're so busy trying to fight this fake war in Ukraine, and it is a fake war. It's real to them, men dying, but it is fake on the international setting because we are willfully sending our equipment to be destroyed and then looted and then moved and shuffled towards Israel. This is one big black market scheme to move funding, manpower, intelligence, and then weapons towards Israel's enemies. I don't care how patriotic you are. The American flag does not save you. You can't wrap yourself in the American flag and be repented of sins. Everything is to do with Israel. Everything. The entire world revolves around what happens in Israel. If you're a Bible-believing Christian, then you believe that. Well, Israel is God's timepiece. We are seeing prophecy fulfilled.
I agree. Israel that's here today had to come to fruition to fulfill Scripture. But I'm not, per se, pro-Israel in the sense that I back Israel no matter what they do. I would never say that.
No.
Some people tell you, well, you got to back Israel no matter what they do. No, I don't. If it's ungodly, they won't do it. And Israel is one of the most perverted sexually nations in the world now. I mean, Tel Aviv is the center of all matter of sexual perversion.
And they're back again.
Yes, exactly.
And they're back again.
Yes. So here we are, and folks, we're just trying to lay it down the way it is. God is not mocked. God is not mocked by anyone, any nation, any people. Back at the break, don't worry.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land. Souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers, made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back. We're taking phone calls this half hour at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And we're not trying to make you feel down and out tonight and discouraged. No, no, no. We're telling you this because we're warning you, folks. We want you to get down on your knees. And we all, I said not you, me, all of us, or on knees seeking our Father's face and asking for direction and forgiveness for our apathy, indifference, stupidity, and whatever else you want to say we've been involved in. Because 100 million babies in this America were slaughtered because the church did not get involved. Homosexuals, sodomites, transgenders taken over the schools and public and the political field because the church didn't get involved. Now, this has all happened. The blame lies at the church, folks, behind the pulpits. So repentance is key for even us that are trying to walk with Christ to ask for direction because it's not going to be pretty. And as I said before the break, the Israel that's in the Middle East now is not the Israel of the Old Testament, but it had to be there to fulfill prophecy. We're seeing things happen now to open the eyes of the world, and this is going to spread around the world. Ukraine and Russia is spreading. NATO's involved big time with that. They're weakening our nation by giving away weapons. We're running out of weapons, and we know that. But Biden doesn't know how to scratch his head. But somebody there knows this. They know what you're doing. They're weakening us for a purpose. They want America taken down just like they do other global powers. They want Russia taken down and divided in 41 countries. They want a world order. And now Putin has put a hit out, by the way, so to speak, a hit on Klaus Schwab. City, I'll be taken out, and I don't argue that. That's true. But the point of it is, we are watching the disintegration of civilization worldwide. You know, Doug, I brought this out on last night's program as I did a teaching on this. There's about 190 nations in the world today. Out of 190 nations, 110 are in armed conflict right now, either with terrorists inside or civil wars or wars with other countries. But 110 of 190 are fighting right now. Doesn't that fulfill Matthew 24? Earthquakes happened in Afghanistan the other day. Big one. About 2,500 killed that we know of. Barely got mentioned. But doesn't that fulfill Matthew 24 also? We're seeing things happen that's prophesied 2,000 years ago and before that in this lifetime. See, it's scary. I'm not going to say it isn't scary, Doug. It's scary. And I have six grandchildren and two great-grandsons now. It's scary to see what's coming. But we should rejoice in the fact that our Father's word is true, shouldn't we?
We should. You know, I got five kids, and it worries me the way this country's going.
Of course it does.
You know, Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib is hanging a Palestinian flag outside of her office right now. So she supports the beheading of infant children and toddlers and the slaughter of children, the slaughter of families. She supports it. Many people in America support it. I have a picture right here that says queers for Palestine. Who wants to tell them that they're not for queers? No offense.
When it comes to that fact, they're more moral than we are on that issue. You know that. You know, they won't tolerate that. But, you know, I watched this, and I was talking to a gentleman that lived in the Gaza Strait. It's been some time back now. But he said the atrocities that have been done to them were almost unbearable, and vice versa. These people have been warring among themselves for 4,000 years. And it's not going to ease up now. It's just going to get worse. But now we live in a time, Doug, when we don't just have conventional arms and tanks and a few airplanes. We have weapons that can wipe out nations in a matter of minutes. And who knows where this could go? Who knows what could happen? I mean, between Russia and Ukraine, what's happening there, and what's now happening in the Middle East, what's happening around the world of war, how much more is going to take before somebody pushes a button and we're all kind of disintegrated, so to speak?
Well, there's a breaking report. Iran is issuing a stark warning to Israel and to the United States. They said any foolish Israeli action against Iran will be met with a devastating response. On Iranian TV, is saying that American officials have been threatening Iran as well. And they said that I think the Americans know quite well they have already bitten off more than they can chew. In Ukraine and East Asia with China, they are not the powers they were 30 to 40 years ago. If the United States does something foolish, they will be expelled from the region. The United States is very vulnerable.
I agree. On purpose, we're made that way.
It's hard to disagree. Let me tell you a few things. For one thing, we are so close to civil war in this country.
Yes, we are.
We are so close to civil war in this country. If you ain't prepared spiritually first and with your family second, you need to go buy you some baked beans, some bags of rice, and everything that you can afford and start stocking up along with water. Because the moment the lights go out and you ain't going to the store buying nothing, and water don't flow if you're on a city water. Well, I mean, heck, I got a, you know, generator that can be pumped for a while on my water pump, on my well house, but eventually the gas runs out.
That's true.
And this is an equal threat to everyone around the world, the use of electricity. And so we come in this very quagmire-like time where America is the most weakened and most divided. The dollar is the weakest. God is almost completely expelled from our country besides those of us who cling to his feet. But the resistance is strong. The devil hadn't taken over America yet. He can't take over the Christians that are still here, still fighting, still praying to keep his butt out of here. But the devil and his angels and his demons are everyone around you at all times. Man, over the last 3 days, I've been coming back from Tennessee. We came through Mississippi, Alabama, and then Louisiana to get back to Texas, and it was just a thickness in the air over this weekend. People seemed agitated, more agitated than usual. People seemed agitated over the last decade to me, but more agitated than usual. And you could tell that there's a spirit of violence that is just brewing and stirring here in America. And it won't be long till you have a terror attack or multiple terror attacks. I'll tell you something. Let me tell you something. I'll tell you something that I found out 2018 was working the border, El Paso sector. We had gotten intelligence that I think it was the Ayatollah, one of those idiots from Iran, so that the goal will be to get a young jihadi into Juarez, Mexico, sneak him underneath one of these tunnels with enough biological or chemical weapons that once he gets into El Paso to kill hundreds of thousands of people. And everybody clapped and cheered. Good job, sir. Great plan. So brilliant. They've been planning this. We have been planning it for years to drop the sledgehammer and finally squish the bug that is Iran. Iran has been planning the same for us, and they have a lot more friends than we do at this point in time.
That's true.
And they have more friends, and do you know that Iran has more friends inside America than we have friends inside Iran?
Oh,
that
no
should
doubt.
Be worrying to people, because those friends typically have a D or a R before their name starts. Those friends are Democrats and Republicans. Yeah, I said Republican. They're all on the take for China. 33 Republicans are lobbyists for China. So this is a very well thought out and will be a very protracted war for a while. And it is to destabilize America, to take us off the game field. And from there, the focus is on Israel. It's on Israel. It's not on Taiwan. It's not on Tahiti. It's not on Brazil. It's not on the North Pole, the South Pole. Ain't nobody worrying if the Denmark crosses over into another Scandinavian country or not. Nobody cares about the machete annihilations that happen in the middle of the day or not by child soldiers in Africa. That whole continent is lost morally. Nobody cares what happens there. But everybody cares what Israel does. Everybody cares what Israel does. A little bit of Israel. So, I'm not a supporter of the government of Israel. At this rate, I'm not a supporter of my government either.
No.
I used to work for them for 15 years.
Well, to be quite honest with you, Doug, the U.S. government and the Israeli government are two of the wickedest governments in the world today. We know that. We know that.
Absolutely.
We know that.
I'm a supporter of what God told us to do.
I agree.
Pray for Israel. Pray for Jerusalem. Pray for your brothers and sisters. But, Pastor, it's going to come to a flashpoint here in America. Are you going to wake up in the middle of the night or sometime during the day and we're going to have another 9-11? 9-11, these people have been saying this attack is like Israel's 9-11 or their Pearl Harbor. They saw it coming when Pearl Harbor was happening.
Oh, yes.
They knew 9-11 oh, yes. was going to happen.
Yes.
So, I mean, those towers don't drop because of the jet A fuel. So we know what's going to be coming next is going to hit this country. I'm telling you, the power grid is the number one thing to hit. If you don't want America meddling in your occupation and conquering or conquest of Israel, you got to go lights out in America. You got to make it World War America. So all world war is here in this country, and you have to occupy America. You have to destabilize, which they have been. You got to demoralize, which we already are. You got to demonetize. Our money's almost next to nothing. Probably next year.
That's true.
We don't export anything except pornography. Pornography and politicians, both filth. And I mean, we're ripe for judgment.
We are. I mean, Revelation 18 talks all about us. But, you know, but can you imagine what would happen now, Doug, if everybody's cell phone quit working? Oh, my goodness. What would people do?
I'd jump for joy.
I know, but your neighbors would be going crazy. Let's take a couple phone calls real quick. Let's take a phone call. Let's talk to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Are you there, Mick?
You hear me?
Yeah, now we hear you.
Yeah. Okay, now, who is behind this Psalm 33? It tells you exactly who it is. It's Elohim, who is in control of Israel Wire. That's who Israel Wire is. It's Elohim. And who owns China and Russia? It's Elohim. The Rothschilds, whichever you want to say their name are. And Iran, it's being pulled in, used like a puppet. Like they did that day on 911. Israel Wire was behind 911 of the Saudi family. That was just for the bill.
Our government, the Israeli government, and other governments were behind 9/11. We know that. That's a fact. Now, you try to tell the American people that, and they'll look like you're crazy. But we know that. None of this happened by accident. None of this happened by accident. You know, and Doug, even the mainstream news says that this attack was planned for months. You going to tell me that America and Israel and other nations with the intelligence we have, the way to get their intelligence, didn't know this had been talked about for months? And now even Dubai says that Iran was planning it, helping plan this. Do you think we didn't know that? Of course we knew it. We just didn't want to stop it. They moved us across the checkerboard again like a checker. And that's what they're doing to us, playing us like pawns. Go ahead, Mick. Got to hurry up. Go ahead.
Now then, Iran is being used like a puppet. They are not the bad guy. It's Israel Wire. Always has been. And nothing changed. We get rid of them, as it said in Book of Obadiah. Chapter 1, verse 18, if I remember correctly, where Jacob gives Joseph a flame, which he don't have a tribe, but it is Ephraim Manasseh. Who's Ephraim, Jay? The British Empire. And who is Manasseh? It's America. So it's all a ball game. Israel wants to play head games. They're the ones behind us teaching each other to become you. Where's the biggest place in Sodom and Gomorrah?
Tel Aviv.
Israel Wire.
Yeah. Tel Aviv, actually. All right, Mick, I got to jump. Good call. Thank you. And you're right. Tel Aviv is the center, more or less, of immorality now when it comes to sexual perversion. He's right on that. But, you know, this actually makes the fire worse, Doug, because nations that once claimed to know God, and I'm talking about basically about America now, has spit in God's eye, murdered their own children, sodomized, perverted their daughters, and sodomized their sons. And why do we think that America won't bring our enemies against us, punish us? Israel in the Old Testament felt the same way. Well, we're God's people. We're not going to be judged by God. And they were wiped out, more so to speak, and transferred all over the world. So why do we think in America we're immune to that, Doug?
It's a false sense of security. That's what it is.
It is.
It's like a gun on your hip you never trained with. It's a false sense of security.
I agree. I totally agree.
Mike Tyson used to always say, you know, everybody's got a plan till they get hit. Israel just got hit. We know their options. We know their plans because they are surrounded by enemies. Israel can fire in every direction. Every direction and hit an enemy. You have to float to us. You got to float to us, though most of our enemy is ourselves here in America. We're such a nation divided. But it's coming. It's coming. You know, I see immorality growing in this country. Do you know that the LGBTQRS pedophilia gang, I like to call it the reprobate caucus because they seem to have a place within Congress now. And
oh, yes.
they say that LGBTQRS indoctrination should start before puberty. Oh, there you go. There you go.
Well, would you call that pedophilia? Pedophilia is almost legal now. You know that. Pedophilia is going to become legal real soon. You know that.
It's legal in multiple countries already.
Yes, it is.
Especially in Europe.
Yes, it is. As,
you know what the phrase
well,
that, is?
Well, it is in the Muslim countries.
As long
and also,
as you don't.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They in some European countries, I believe Spain might be one of them, as long as you don't hurt the child, sex with the child is okay. And it's the same law for animals.
Yes.
I made a prediction Pastor, a long time ago that you'll know the time's coming when pedophilia is made legal, bestiality is made legal, and you're going to see sacrifices out in the middle of your town square.
I agree. I totally agree. You know, I said the same thing. I was on one radio station at the time back in the early 90s. I started on Radio 93, been on radio 31 years. And I said the same thing about 95 on a state station not too far from me, a 50,000-watt FM station, that this is what it's leading to. And they were still fighting over homosexual rights back then, so to speak. And, you know, people got so mad at me for me saying that they threatened to burn down the radio station. I'm serious. Because that won't happen in America. What's he saying that for? And I had a preacher a few months ago talking to a friend said, Pastor Butch Paul prophesied that, and I didn't prophesy it. That's why he said 20-some years ago he said it's going to happen. And it's happened. Let's go to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in.
Hi, Butch. Hi, Doug. Doug, I talked to you before when you was on this show as a guy with the 82nd Airborne Division who does a street display, you know, trying to save the little bitty babies. And, you know, America, you know how the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, there's a time for this and a time for that and a time for this and a time for that. America has missed their timing a long, long time ago. Now, I'm going to tell you, we could not get this file, you know, in just a year or two or 10 or 12.
No, we couldn't.
You know, I mean, this was progression. And well, you both know right
that,
now.
You can say that again.
Yes, and I will. America has missed their time, Doug. And I'm telling you that, you know, I go to church, and try to get people to stick up for babies. Well, I'm going to tell you what, as horrific as this, what's going on right now in Israel, it's worse than that every day in this country. You know, we still have 3,000 babies being killed by their own mother in a week. In a week.
Through
surgical abortion, and also through these pills that kill these children, you know. And we got I live in Arizona. You know, we got so many aliens coming through the border down here that you don't even know that it's America anymore. And I'm going to tell you, I've been to these churches, and I tried to get people. He said, look, I know that you want to preach out of this book or that book. I said, but you got to preach out of books right now that will prepare people for what's coming, because
Amen.
It's going to be here.
Amen.
And it's already here, but you don't acknowledge that it's already here. How are you going to bring something to an end that you don't even acknowledge exists?
I agree.
I mean, these... You know, these big cities, I mean, they have a Holocaust every weekend. You know, I'll get off and let somebody else get on. But I'm going to tell you, these churches better wake up. That's all I got to say. I'm going to tell you, if you're a pastor, I'm going to tell you what. You are the leader of that flock. And by God, you better teach that flock. That's all I have to say. But
well, I'm
going to
say this, Gary, I'll say this. The blood's on the pastor's hands. But why worry about it? The rapture's coming. Don't worry about it. Gee, anyway.
Hey, Brother Garrett, thank you very much for saying that.
And it ain't on the money. Just go to
for what you stand for.
Let's talk to Daryl in Pennsylvania. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, good to hear Pastor Doug and Pastor Butch together there. And we all know that war is a big racket. People make a lot of money off of other people's blood and tears. And you mentioned Smedley D. Butler, who was a, by the way, a Quaker from Pennsylvania. And he wrote the book, the classic 1935 book, War is a Racket. And he talked about how he was used as a prostitute to support the big corporations who make all the money off the tears and the blood of other people by providing the bullets and bombs, etc. And this is a very serious matter because guess who the five biggest contributors of bombs and bullets and that who are in the world, and they are the five Security Council members. Interesting. The U.S., the U.K., China, Russia, the five permanent members. Who's the other one? France, I think. But they are the biggest providers of the utensils of war that cause so many people to be butchered around the world. And Pastor Doug, that was a great opening prayer of yours, and we do need to be praying for all the people there. And before we start pointing fingers at everybody, like someone just did a little while ago, we ought to take a good look at the Netherlands, at the Dutch, the people in Denmark. And by the way, the immorality is not just limited to Tel Aviv. Immorality rides rampant. And well, I have friends in the Netherlands. I have friends in Germany. And those countries are just as immoral as Tel Aviv is. So yeah. We've got to quit blaming everything on the Jews and Israel and Edomites, and we just need to concentrate on the pure evil. This is satanic at the top level, the trafficking of children, the trafficking of guns. It's all satanic. So let's concentrate on the devils and the demons that are behind all of this and quit trying to point the finger at everybody. So I appreciate Pastor Doug, and I appreciate you, Pastor Butch, and telling the truth. And thank you both for being there and for telling the truth. God bless you both.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Darrell.
And he's right to point that about every nation in the world, and especially America, is involved in this wickedness. And that's in Bible. Revelation 18 says what America has done to the world. Tel Aviv is one of the centers of immorality. But so is New York City, Miami, Los Angeles. He's right on that point. That's very true. But you know what makes it sad, though, is, Doug, we hear the word Israel, and we think, well, that's going to be a godly people. We hear the word America, it's going to be a godly people. We're wrong on that nowadays. Doug, thank you so much for joining tonight, my friend. We have to do this again sometime, okay?
Sounds good, Pastor.
All right, buddy. Have a good evening. Folks, we love you. God, grace, God. We'll see you tomorrow night. Listen to your knees and pray, folks. Please, pray that it will give us wisdom and instruction. God bless. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.